The release of Warcraft, or Mushou, the film adaptation of the popular video game, has been breaking records in the Chinese box office. The video game once had millions of gamers playing online in China simultaneously, forging alliances and friendships alike. As many gamer-turned-viewers put it, World of Warcraft bears the blood and tears of our youth that we can reminisce by going to the movies now. So guys, tell me how it's doing in the Chinese cinema right now.
Well, first, with something that goes so close to my heart, I feel like I have to talk about what Warcraft is. It's not just some movie that got big because it's just a game. This game actually has been around since the 1990s with its first installment called Warcraft Orcs and Humans. And if you've played it, it's a very basic game, but still at that time was really breaking a lot of stereotypes for what games could just do. And in 1994, it came out with American Blizzard Entertainment, which is an American company, came out with the second installment, which was Warcraft Tides of Darkness, actually more in 1995. And that game was a better version of it, basically the same kind of game, but with better graphics and different things added to it than Warcraft 3. And I believe Warcraft 3 is where Warcraft started to gain popularity in China. And so many people are familiar with internet cafes. Well, Warcraft was able to boost its kind of fame in China, its acknowledgement, through the availability of internet cafes, but then also the fact that in the US we have console games. They're very popular, but here in China they just don't have that same kind of popularity. And so Warcraft 3 had the perfect conditions. A lot of gamers only using internet cafes or basically computers. And in 2004, a Chinese gamer won the 2005 World Cyber Games for Warcraft 3. It was gaining huge popularity. It has a huge history in China. And so then in 2005, when MMORPG World of Warcraft came out, the Blizzard partnered with D9, which is a company here in China, to promote it, and they promoted the game with Coca-Cola ads and Li Yuchun and Olympic gold medalist Liu Xiang, and it was the recipe for success, folks.
Wow.
Because D9 reported that 1.5 active World of Warcraft players came online in China after these attempts to promote the game.
Wow, that's really detailed introduction of the history of Warcraft and its presence in China. Well, I actually officially interviewed one of my friends the other day for some insider opinion, because he has been playing the game for over a decade, I think. And the reason he gives is that this game is of good design, and the picture quality is good, and high playability. And he made several trusted friends during the process, and their friendship was enhanced. And they have high sense of honor for the clan or for the alliance. And also, I think it influences the character, because it requires the persistence in order to get better equipment and team spirit. Well, that's all I have got from my friend.
Well, yeah, maybe I can fill in the blanks here, because I am a huge fan. And you know what? Anyone that plays video games, if you've played a good game, and, you know, there's so many aspects to what makes a great game. But it's like a great story that goes behind the game that's so submersive. And World of Warcraft was that for me. I remember me and my friends played all the time. We'd have even parties at our house where everybody would bring over a computer and we'd play and do these what were called raids or groups. So there was a lot of teamwork and strategy that went into it, and so much fun, because at the same time you're playing World of Warcraft, you're immersed as your avatar in this world you've been playing and loving in these strategy games for years. So you're playing a part in the history of this universe as this one person. And so, man, I just romanticized with it, and it's so beautiful. And you know, a lot of people in the US, actually, the movie is not so popular, but here in China, it's gotten a really big reception. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But man, do I feel so comfortable being in China with like-minded people that love this game, because it was such a huge part of my childhood, and I'm a huge fan of it.
And that is something that is shared by so many Chinese gamers. And I wasn't a gamer. I'm still not a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
But I had very close male friends who were obsessed about the game World of Warcraft, and I remember a group of us going to an internet cafe at the time, and this was middle school, so, and I'm a good student, so going to that internet cafe itself, this activity itself was a little bit, woo, I'm kind of breaking the rules, and yeah, sharing too much again, and then went into the cafe. It was really funny, like, there were, like, couples, so a guy
Aww,
and a girl,
that's so cute.
And they were playing together, and then, because the novelty of this game at the time also was because it's one of the first massive multiplayer online role-playing game, and that jargon, I got it from Ryan. There's no way I would understand this stuff on my own. And then, so you can see each other's movements, right? And then, like, after a while, you can see the boy's avatar and the girl's avatar were just, like, standing there not doing anything and just being hit and beat by people because, yeah, not the perfect place for a date. But that's how it worked. So many people's personal lives lived through a game.
Well, it's like a huge world. Like, there's continents and mountainous areas and forests and lakes and all have lore and history to it. So it's basically like walking around an actual world that has all this history to it. And actually, what's really interesting is that this game was huge and still is huge in the US. Even huge stars like Mila Kunis, William Shatner, David Chappelle, Robin Williams have all played this game, just to mention a few. You mentioned couples, my sister and her husband play, and it's more her husband that really enjoys the game. She plays it just to be involved in his loves and whatnot, but I think it's so cute, and I love that, and I think girls that play games are extremely attractive.
Oh, same
FYI.
Here. Yeah, I think that's very cool.
Yeah, now I can partially understand why my middle school classmates were so into the game, because at that time, I often see a few boys sneak into the cafe bar and spent the whole night there, and the next morning they went back to class, all of them fell to sleep. It's something that I didn't understand at that time, but now I think, wow, they are smudged into a totally different world. It's a culture there.
You know, Yuyang, you bring up something that's actually really kind of synonymous with World of Warcraft in the US.
Really?
Well, a lot of marriages, a lot of jobs, a lot of families have been destroyed by this. People have actually died in certain circumstances where they haven't taken care of themselves because of the addictiveness of this game. Because you can kind of submerge yourself almost 100% in, to where I've seen some people care more about their avatar's life than their own personal life. Like, they don't take care of themselves health-wise. All they do is, you know, sleep, but their waking hours are spent submerged in this game. And that's like, you know, that's a testament to how great this game is made, but at the same time, how it can be addictive and how people will want to escape their reality for this kind of other reality. But at the same time, it's important to remember, guys, it is just a game. But it is such a good game that sometimes people can go too far with it.
Yeah, I think that is really interesting, Ryan. Mm. I've heard this in the news, but I've never heard someone I know saying this in front of me. And I think, yeah, that was pretty powerful in explaining how this works and why it can destroy the lives of some people as well. And I think what it's done so well, this is after doing some surveys amongst guy friends, and only two of my girlfriends actually played this game. Maybe girls had just more interesting stuff to do. Not judging. So yeah, basically, I think with this game, previously, maybe, because people tend to go for these online video games that were more about combat, about confrontation between people. But this one, you have to work the strategy. You have to work with a whole bunch of people that you never get to meet in real people, in person, and in such great depth. As you get to know with these people, you bond with these people, you fight sages with these people, how could you gain that kind of experience in real life, which is really difficult. So the experience is fantastic.
It's amazing, because basically there's two sides that are always fighting each other, the Horde and the Alliance, and you can do PvE, which is where you just work with people to accomplish a goal, or you can fight the other side, and both both things are very exciting, but I specifically remember there are these things called raids, and I remember when I first, to get in a raid, it's 40 people to accomplish this instance or this level that takes almost like 3 hours to do. But everybody has to know their role to be able to beat these many bosses. Mm-hmm. And people are using this Ventrilo or voice system to call out commands and say, group one, go this way, group one, that way. So you really are focusing and working with 40 people. And I remember just for me to join this guild as a kid, because it came out when I was a kid, I had to apply online. I had to show that I was, by doing these small groups, that I was competent and good enough to be part of these really good guilds. But I remember, man, I've got to see what real leadership is like. And even though it's just a game, people, like, it's actually kind of an accomplishment to do some of these levels. It was really exciting.
Yeah, I can see it's a multiplayer online game, and it is challenging, it is skill-based, and it is very competitive. The game fits all that perfectly. And beside the popularity of the game itself, and I think one thing that draws people to cinema is the nostalgia.
Yes, it is nostalgia. And why is this movie doing this well in China? I think that is going to be one of the questions a lot of people have in mind. So we'll talk about that right after this short break. And send us your personal stories, as a lot of you have done. I'm feeling a little bit sentimental and nostalgic right now. Stick around, everybody.
Roundtable. Connect the dots. Paints the picture. Debates the big issues. Every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM.
You're listening to Roundtable. So, Yu Yang, you talked about nostalgia and how that has worked towards the favor of Warcraft, Moshou, the movie. Explain it to us, please.
Yeah. Well, I think it's captured the attention of virtually everyone in China who played the PC games between 2002 or even earlier and the present. Actually, Ryan, you said you feel lonely. Actually, I'm the one who feel lonely because I seem to be the only one who don't know about the game that much, because there is a lot of going on the WeChat and a lot of links shared on the friend circle. Everybody's talking about it. Well, I feel kind of left out in certain culture.
Well, I think, you know, so one of the netizens, a lot of the netizens' response came out that the movie was good, but now that it's finished, I feel lonely. That kind of sentiment. And, you know, actually, I had a very similar sentiment, and I think because when I was watching that movie, I remembered my past of being with my friends, of playing this game, of all the good times. And, yeah, for sure, I felt lonely, but at the same time, I remember I was walking out of that theater and skipping along like, yeah, that was so great. But, you know, yeah, it's had a huge success in China, but it seems like only the kind of legit World of Warcraft could ever have that success, because we've seen, themed restaurants open way before the movie came, and they actually kind of tanked, even a kind of a movie, called My WoW, in which, they were kind of shooting this movie that was based very similarly off this kind of universe. And many netizens said, don't insult the name of Warcraft. So these fans are very protective of their Warcraft universe. And so I think it was just a matter of time that when the legit thing came across, these people wanted it so bad.
Yeah, and so many people want it so bad. On our WeChat, we can see that. As Jin Huang is saying, I'm a huge Blizzard fan. I'm first time here leaving you guys a dumb review only because of Warcraft. What? Not because of Roundtable, but because of the video game?
You know what? First of all, Roundtable is awesome. You should always try to comment and let us know what you're thinking.
Exactly.
But you know what, dude? I don't blame you, though, at the same time, because we are like Warcraft brothers, you know? So I'm right there with you. And it's a great game, and obviously people get excited talking about it because it's left them with a special feeling that only a good game could do.
And also that's exactly one point why Roundtable is such an awesome show, because it always talk about the hottest topic going on right now, such as Warcraft, and people share views and insights and talk about the dear parts of their heart.
Yeah, totally. And talking about nostalgia, although I wasn't really directly involved in playing the game, but I had so many guy friends talk to me about it, trying to get me into it and all that stuff. And I think as a person with respect for others, that is me, I think I do not judge and I do not laugh at, you know, those guys who got all excited and they formed allegiance to go to the cinema to watch it together. As I understand, when you're young, in your youthful days, there's often someone or an item that you sort of get obsessed with, and it could be a little bit childish if you look back now as you're a little bit older, but that's always an irreplaceable part of your memory. And I think for people who have shed tears, who have put so much love into something like this, I think that deserves some respect, and that's what I'm giving you right now.
Right, and you know, childhood is so much of who you are as an adult. It's silly to think that you wouldn't still be prone to liking a lot of the stuff that you loved when you were that age. I mean, it's been such a instrumental part of your life, so I think there's no shame in loving what you love, and who cares what other people think. But you know what, so I just want to talk about the projected sales for this movie. We're looking at, till it's out of the theaters, it's going to be, they're saying 65 million will be made in North America, but 275 million to 300 million is the projected total that will happen in China. So this is having a huge popularity boost. People are seeing it in China. It's doing so well. So we definitely had to cover it on Roundtable.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. I think it's time for me to be realistic again.
Oh, great!
Well, I think it's worth mentioning that the Warcraft is precisely the kind of foreign movies that tend to gain success in China. It's an action-based, and it has a lot of special effects based on an existing property. And let's look at China's high-grossing foreign movies like Transformers, Furious 7, and Avengers, Jurassic World. They all have the same structure and scenario, actually.
Yeah, that's really interesting what you pointed out, Yu Yang, because when I was watching this movie, you know, for this show, otherwise probably not, unless, you know, my guy friend really drags me to the cinema. And yes, I noticed that the storyline isn't all that innovative. It's kind of similar to Avatar or some of the other huge... I'm sorry, Ryan. I'm saying
here,
this.
Guys.
Yeah. But yes, I respect your opinion, Ryan. But yes, I think with all the right factors and the right chef putting it together, and with a built-in audience like you have with Warcraft right now, it's bound to be a success. And it seems to be a success for the beginning of a new franchise as well, which Hollywood does do so very well. You're listening to Roundtable. It's me, He Yang, Ryan, and Yu Yang in the studio. That's all for today. Bye for now, but we'll be back tomorrow.